We want to do Seif Yud, and then I hope. I mean, it's, we've got to aim to finish Siman Tov Kuf Samech Beis. I don't know if we'll finish, but let's get moving. Okay, it's a bit more details about the halachas of the halachas of somebody who is mekabel a tainus yochid. The truth is, we have not really discussed why a person would be mekabel tainus. Right, but. Okay, that's so in Siman Tov Kuf Samech Beis Seif Yud. Okay, Mis Ane Adam Tainus Shoyes. A person is that's page mem Seif Yud. Yeah, Seif Yud. Mis Ane Adam Tainus Shoyes. There's a concept of fast of a fast of hours. Vushelo Yoichal Kol Hayom, and that is there's a concept of Tainus Shoyes. Page mem in our editions. There's a concept of Tainus Shoyes. Tainus Shoyes, the person who fasts hours, but he's not eating the whole day. Again, there's a concept of Tainus Shoyes, of fasting hours, but he's fasting the whole day.
Fixed time.
Oh, how does that work? Let's see. Ketzad, how does that work? Hayotol b'chafotzov, misasik b'tzrochov, he was busy doing his drinks, he was busy doing his... busy doing work or busy doing his activities, and he ended up fasting till midday, just because he was busy. So perhaps until 9 halachic hours, which is the afternoon. Then he said, "You know what? Anyway, I haven't eaten breakfast yet, and it's 5:00 p.m. I haven't eaten breakfast. I might as well make this into a fast day." Might as well do something. It shouldn't just be a negligence of breakfast. It should. Let's make it something. You're saying that's better? That's interesting. So he said like this: will that work or not? Can you retrospectively make something into a fast?
And he
decides to fast until the end of the day. Yeah, he can fast. He can even say Aneinu. In Shemayat Tfilah, he can say Aneinu. Because he was still mekabel the fast before the end of the fast. He still had a level of acceptance. We mekabel the tanis of here to some degree and some level. So, is this in line with what we have learned previously? Not really, but that's what he said over here. Some say, Shagam. Now, I'm going to skip out the words because I'm going to read the way the Mishnah says one should read this. Here comes this opinion says, No. It's not going to help. You can't, 5 o'clock afternoon, suddenly wake up and say, that's going to be a fast. No, it doesn't work. Because a fast always requires a Kabbalah. Was there Kabbalah here? There was no Kabbalah here. So it says, it wouldn't help. You cannot accept a fast during the fast. However, what you can do is, in the following case, if you had an acceptance previously, how does that make sense? Kugoyin, such as, let's say tonight, she said, you know, it wasn't right what I did. I did Avera X, Y, Z. It wasn't good enough. I missed Sof's Manki Ashma. I don't know, I broke the window. I don't know, I did something. Too many pieces of I did something wrong. I forgot to bench, I don't know, whatever the Avera may be, and I therefore want to fast. I am unable to fast the whole day. I'm unable to fast the whole day, I just can't do it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to fast until Chatzos next day. Could you do this or not? Kabbalah's Tainus until Chatzos. I'm not Mincha saying, by Mincha I'm saying I will eat tonight, but tomorrow morning until midday I will refrain from eating.
What does that achieve?
So
it's not really a
tanis.
I mean, it's a
chetzi tanis. It is some. So we're learning now that there is some element in it. There is something in it. whenever a person refrains himself from his taivas, whenever a person refrains and restricts himself from something, there's always a level of.
But why do you need to be
mekabel? So you said like this. Yeah, you're right. But what? You're right. Of course, you're right. But. Holding himself, yeah. So that's right. So he says as follows. He says like this. So the scenario would be as follows. A person was mekabel the fast by mincha, but not a full day fast. He only accepted himself a half day fast, a partial fast, a chatzois fast. Came to chatzois, he said, no problem. You know what? I've skipped lunch already. I've skipped breakfast. I've skipped lunch. Supper's in 5 hours. I'll be all right. I'm going to make this into a proper fast now. I'm not going to break my fast now by midday. Rather, I'm going to pull it through. So in such a case, this would work. You could make this into a. So this is what we asked: how can you have a tainus shoyes, which is a full fasting day? The answer is here. So a person who accepts a half day fast, and then when it comes to it, he fasts the whole day, that will be considered a full day fast because actually there was an acceptance beforehand. We continue for Sifu Dal. He accepted mincha a half day fast.
Because anyway, this is not really a prayer issue, is it? Because it's just a kind of migu. Since he accepted part of the day, he's let him finish it already.
Yeah, migu is a good term for this. Yeah, kind of. Yeah, if he's ready, fast until then, he might as well put it through.
But if he hadn't been in the Kabbalah, then he couldn't. Sorry, you couldn't say this. You can't just let Mefrei decide it's up to upgrade it.
Correct. Yeah. Absolutely correct.
And that's Kabbalah before.
That's right. Yeah. Correct. Yes.
Now is he mechuyav to be mashlim? In other words.
Addresses your question specifically.
It's
a good idea, actually. It's a really good idea. I never heard this, but it's a really good idea. Rabbi Sai, we're now hearing a very great chish. Her final is Matzia something. He says a person wants to, a very practical eitzah. Such a good idea. Let's say a person wants to fast. He feels, you know what, I want to fast. This was wrong, I want to do something. I want to get this right. I want to fast. But he's scared of doing, it's hard to fast. It really is hard. Easy to say when he's going to fast. It's a little bit harder to actually fast. So Rabbi Frankel says as follows. Based on what we're learning now, he's got a great idea. Be mekabel a fast of, we covered a few days ago, that the Kabbalah status bli neder doesn't work. Shlomo Zalman says, Kabbalah status bli neder is a waste of time. So that's, we're dropping this. So what are you going to do? You're going to do like this. You're going to move a couple of half day fast by mincha. You're not going to say, I'm a couple of full day fast. You're going to say, I'm a couple of half day fast, which you're quite confident you'll be able to do. When it comes to half day fast, you're going to see if you're okay to carry on. By then already, you'll be right to continue fasting probably. And you'll say, okay, I'm going to continue fasting. What do you gain from this? You gain from this that you, in case you didn't, you're not physically able to pull through the whole fast, and yeah, I can break it. The fast of that day, and you didn't break your neder. You didn't break your shvur. It's a really good idea. You could say aneinu den ben shmeat tefillah.
Like tonight, isn't it? A bit like that.
Why? What's the comparison?
Because you kind of try to cover your
cover on both sides. Yeah. It could be less. It could be less.
Basically, Imamish could just say, I'm
going to cover
for an hour.
Yeah, I don't know if there's any limitations.
And then take it hour by hour, see how you go.
But does a chatzi shear fast, two chatzis, does that make a hole? Or is it
sounds like we're learning now that it does.
Yeah.
It sounds like two halves make a hole. See if you don't have, in kibbutz of tainis at chatzi ayoim, that's your question. If somebody's come a couple of times until half day, until midday, and he ate afterwards, which he's entitled to, or he ate half day and he was mekabel Tanith is going to be fasting the second part of the day. You can actually say Aneinu then. You can't say Aneinu, which is a special tefillah. You're going to say in Shemayat tefillah if you fast. But it would be considered sufficient of a Tanith that you should complete the Neda. In other words, if a person is mekabel a half day Tanith, I am going to fast a half a day. You cannot, it's a good thing to do, it's a good thing to do, but if that half day, you want to say a special tefillah of Aneinu, you can't do that, it's not good enough. It's not proper fast day to say Aneinu, b'yoyim tzoyim ta'aniseinu. It's not a yoyim, because you only recover yourself a half day fast. So it's not, you can't say Aneinu, but what you can do is, it's sufficient Kabbalah's Neda to make you an obligation to fast that half day. Don't say, it's anyway a waste of time, I'm not doing anything, so might as well ignore it. No, you can't. Since you said, I'm going to fast half day, you must fast half day, although you're not going to say Aneinu any special tefillah. Does that mean Dafka half day or even less? As you asked. What if a person says, tomorrow I'm going to skip breakfast? Tomorrow I'm going to skip breakfast. You say about any couple of... Well, I'm going to fast till 10 a.m. Would that be of any benefit?
Because if we're saying that's a proper Kabbalah, then I could take it bit by bit.
I don't know if it's benefit or not, but I do know that it works. As the Mishnah says over here, that doesn't be chatzi ayoyim, even less than half is also considered a neda. See, if you'd base, Tana Shagoyim Atzibu. Okay, now.
How do you do that practically? You say that in the
Tefillah? You say it in the Yirotzen, which is in. So. You would say it.
It's by Mincha, can you say, right?
Yeah, Mincha, always Mincha. And you say, instead of saying, Ribon Ko Yilom, Harei Ani Lefanecha Betaynes Nedova Lemocha, you would say, Harei Ani Lefanecha Betaynes Nedova Ad Chatzi Ayoyim Lemocha. You would specify until when you are mekabel the fast. Yeah, I suppose it would make more sense to take a halachic hour, until the halachic hour that you're at. But to say 10 a.m. is probably not a good example. Tainis shegozim al tzibos, if you'd base a tainis which was being decreed on the community. Not everybody needs to mekabel that by mincha. So what's an example for that? Yeah, that's one example. That's the examples given in Mishnah Tanis. There was historically plenty of... Yeah, so the answer is it is universal enough that it doesn't have to be an individual kabbalah. So even if we spoke about... Yes, even nowadays. Yeah. Rabbi Isai, we spoke about a Sefer Torah falling. Here again, it's a community accepting a fast on a specific day, which we don't normally do. In such an instance, you don't need in every individual to accept the Tanis beforehand. If the Kehillah decides they're going to fast on a certain day, that day doesn't require a Kabbalah's Tanis, because it's automatic by the community taking upon themselves. The Shliach Tzibu announces and proclaims the fast day, and it's therefore accepted. And that some say, the Hanemela Beretz Yisrael, that's in Eretz Yisrael. Sholem Nossi, who had a Nossi, a very senior leader, Levish Gzeroso Kemes al Kol Yisrael. His Gzer and his decree's decision is accepted onto the entire nation. Aval B'chutz Loretz. But if it's outside Eretz Yisrael, Kol Tzibu, Tzirchim Kol Tzibu Lekabel Atzmon Kichidim, every individual needs to accept himself the fastest, Kol Echot Mekabel Atzmon. So the second opinion makes a distinction between if it's in Eretz Yisrael, where there's Nossi, disputed leader, and he decides, Rabbi said we're going to fast on Tuesday, then everybody's going to fast, nobody needs to be kabbal. However, in Chutz La'aretz, his opinion says, where there is no formal authority to such an extent, everybody would need to be kabbal tanis themselves. I believe the halacha is I believe we paskin, How do we paskin? Yeah, we're machmir like the first opinion. Yeah, we're machmir like the first opinion. Yeah. See if you'd gimel. No. Yesh misha oima, some say shemish and not of Omar im loyelich lemokum ploin yeshev betanas. Somebody who says, if I don't sit in, if I don't go to this particular place, I will be sitting and fasting. There's a concept of asmachta. Asmachta means it's like a pledge. That's the word. A pledge. That's it. It's.
Comfort wording, something which you're trying to say that you're going to do it, but you're not confirming.
Right, but
best efforts.
But it's based on the assumption in that he wants to do it and he's likely to do it. There's also a desire included in that. That he's probably going to.
It's not neder. So it says over here, somebody who says,
even though I'm not complaining, if I don't go to that particular place, I'm going to be fasting. Then. Since it's considered an asmachta, and would be obligated then to fast. But if it's a negative way, if I don't do this particular mitzvah, then I will fast. It's a negative wording. If Hashem is going to save me from this terrible crisis or tragedy. So the point is as follows: if a person says, an asmachta will be, if a person says, I plan to go to place A. If I fail to do so, I'm going to be fasting.
You're making a condition pressing.
Yeah. Condition. Then in such a case, you'd have to fast if you don't go to place A. How? That's called an asmachta, and it's considered a strong enough pledge, commitment. That you'll have to fast. However, if it's a negative way, negative will be, if I don't do this mitzvah, I'm going to be fasting. That's not sufficient neder. It's not enough neder lingo, not enough commitment determination that actually a neder commitment will be there, and therefore in such an instance, he wouldn't actually have to fast. It's not a great idea to do that, because...
I'll try not to have another piece of cake.
That's safer. Better that way. Right, that's what there's that right. Okay, that's Simon Tov for Samach Beis, and let me summarize. We have learned tonight that there is a concept of actually initially starting just to fast half day, but then completing it. In such an instance, if you were Mekabel Tanis beforehand, you'd be able to say Aneinu throughout, if you decide to continue to finish the fast. We spoke about somebody's Mekabel, if a community is Mekabel the fast, then the first opinion says, you don't need to be mekabel tanis as an individual because the shlach tzibur already calls for everybody. Second opinion is distinct, makes a distinction between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laaretz, where there is no nasi. And Tzifit Gimel tells us about if a person makes a conditional tanis, if it's in a positive nusach, a positive wording, he would have to be fasting in such a case. Okay, good. I wish you a very good evening and a very good Shabbos.